Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
I was always asked if I was related to Beverly D'Angelo. No, I've been called a lot of things, including damn jello, lizard belly, redheaded, narcissistic scumbag. I've been called a lot of things, but one thing I have never been called, Eric Olson, and that is I've never been called unpatriotic. I have never been accused of not doing all that I could. All I can say is I am exhausted. I am a little exacerbated. Does it not seem as if Barry has been in office since Slick Willie? Does it seem that long?
Eternity, this primary we've been going through, for sure.
I mean, seriously, it feels like I oh, Lord almighty, but, And the thing, when I sit and think about, you know, because now I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota, transplanted from the love of crude oil that is. And when I think, Eric, of all of the madness, all the things that I listen to, all of the plots, the schemes, the conspiracy theory, the tin hats, the FEMA trailers, the martial law, that, you know, Hillary was going to get in no matter what. All of the times that I burned into those rigs and you guys dropped everything that you thought was important, you know, you interrupted your day, stopped paying attention for a little bit to that $24 million operation to listen to me no matter what it was that I came screeching in there, whether I made you stop and spend 2.5 hours researching apartments in Siberia. How about the day I ran in, scared to death that ISIS had taken over Canada and camels were coming over the North Dakota border?
We weren't too far from Canada, were we?
And poor Wilson. As I said this in a text message to you guys, Wilson is doing a lot of heavy lifting, because at least when I was up in the oil field, there were 200 and some drilling rigs for you guys to wear me down and build me up and give me all the material to come in and do this show every night. You know, everything happens for a reason. And if I hadn't packed up and gone out to the oil field, I wouldn't have had the audience that I needed to get the legs underneath it. You know, you guys really gave me the confidence. You gave me my voice, the encouragement. And I never gave up in my belief. I never gave up on the will of the people. I could get swayed. I could get pulled in a lot of different directions. I could get a lot of, you know, in-depth conversations about what was going to happen. But at the end of the day, Eric, I never gave up on the true heart and soul and spirit of the people. And one of the things that I said originally, of course, to Sean Hannity was go get Trump. The next thing that I said, couple calls later into Sean Hannity, I said what Trump should do is bring in a think tank, which is what he is doing, and we will get around all this. But one of the things that I want to celebrate the most is I'm no longer sitting on the edge of my chair listening to this, all the rest of the madness. I mean, Trump is taking the country by storm. And we had a huge win and message last night in Indiana, did we not?
He had a huge win. He took all 57 delegates, and the other two players dropped out in the last 24 hours. It was a crazy night.
And we cannot lose sight on the fact this isn't an easy fight. This isn't an easy battle because we've got Nebraska and West Virginia May 10th. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And this is what I was talking. So I go on this sales call this morning, and I sent this text message out to you and a whole bunch of guys. I really felt like I was back up at one of my rigs. You know, being out in the oil field, I would get phone calls asking my opinion. What did I think? What was I going to talk about? And, you know, I'm still transitioning here in Minneapolis, but I walk in and I only spend a couple of minutes talking about granite. I work for Great Northern Granite. I sell granite, stone, quartzite, quartz to contractors. And I couldn't help just like, you know, I mean, who am I? I'm the radio girl. I jumped right into talking about my elevator speech, you know, born and raised in Minneapolis, left, went to the oil field, started my radio show. And I could tell right away, he looked at me and he got a big grin on his face. And I said, I am as far right wing of a woman that you could ever imagine meeting. And he went right into the concerns about, wow, I'm a little nervous about whether or not Donald will stay true to the things that he's saying. I get nervous about the way that he answers questions. He's a little bit of a wild card. And I looked at him and I said, that's what his appeal is. He's appealing to those of us that are tired of the typical politician, the politically correct. We're blue collar. I said, that's what you want. And I said, when did you ever think that you would have a candidate that's coming forward that isn't bought, doesn't want a salary, he's going to bring a lot of smart people around him? And I said, this is what this country needs. And I said, the thing is, this election is the most important election that we could ever have, because the supporters of Donald Trump will be forever disillusioned if their voice is not heard and their vote doesn't count, because we finally got behind a true leader that is fighting for us Americans to make America great. And he's not part of the establishment. And the greatest gift through this whole thing was for Cruz and to Kasich prove who they really are. As much as they wanted us to believe, as much as they wanted us to think, especially Cruz, as I said it on the show last time, I believe thoroughly that his filibuster for Obamacare and all of the things that he said were a purposeful story to be told to us to make us believe that he was an insurgent so that we would get behind him so that he could continue on with his agenda, because he's in bed with the establishment. And now our goal is, and this is what I've been saying, is we've got to get the Cruz, you know, the never Trump, the diehard Cruzes. You've got to understand, if you scream, complain, bitch, then you might as well put Hillary's picture up on your wall and call her your mama, because that will be your president if you don't go out and vote for Trump.
Oh, God, help us all. Help us all, huh? It wouldn't look good on my wall here next to Abraham Lincoln, I swear. Give us, yeah.
And here's the thing. I mean, I know that I'm a little, there's people that, you know, avoid me at all costs some days when I get particularly wound. I know George Patton Jr. doesn't want to retire, but he said he will retire if I get a boyfriend, and I don't want a boyfriend because I got so many good things going on. And I'm finally, you know, I'm having a lot of fun here in Minneapolis. We're really blessed here. We've got so much industry and economy. We're kind of a bubble in the whole country. And I do want to say this, because, and then we'll get back into, because I'm supposed to make you laugh this segment, but there is so much optimism. And in this sales call this morning, I said to the guys before I left, because the one guy that still was kind of iffy on the fence about Trump, I said, do you want a pansy ass that's going to wear soft gloves and isn't willing to really take the gloves off and go out? You know, this is what has been so disheartening. We have so much ammunition to go after this Clinton machine. And when Romney backed off from Barry, I about threw the TV screen right out the front window because we have got so much material to go after Hillary. And I said, you know what? Trump has the balls. And the thing is, two things. He's unpredictable. She can predict. She knows how to debate against Cruz and any of them. She doesn't know how to debate against him because she can't put a beat on him. Second thing is, he will have the nerve and the kahunas to look at her and say, Hillary, Slick Willie is a pervert and a rapist, and you're an enabler. And that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah, can you hear me here? I think he said I was a little light, so I got to talk a little louder tonight. But yeah, we got this Trump train a-rolling, and it's going to roll on down the road and roll right over Hillary and roll into making America great again. That's what we believe here in Montana.
Well, I can't wait. I want to say this. So the girls in the office, because we're going to go into our first break here in another minute, the girls in the office, so I'm so excited because the website is coming along. All the things that I'm working on, the commercial for the radio show, the speaking engagements, all these things, I've developed these T-shirts. Well, I showed them to the girls in the office today, and one of them says, go out and make a difference, or I'll kick your pansy sorry ass. And the other one was, you know, Rebel Red with the Confederate flag. And you know what? They looked at me, and they said, that's a pretty bold, antagonistic message, isn't it? And you know what? I've said from the very beginning, if you didn't get to the point where you thought you were going to absolutely lose your mind, scream, take something down, run around, and get as many people waking up and paying attention, then you really don't understand what a catastrophic point this country is at and why we have to make a fundamental change. That was my very first message to Sean Hannity, which I'm going to talk about when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Don, take it from here. We'll be right back.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrade your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
And we are back. So I've got Eric Olson with me here, company man, Tea Party, Montana Shrugged. We're going to pick up Frank Day from the UK in a second. But I'm going to paraphrase myself because I want to explain what I was talking about when I went into the first break. The first time I called into Sean Hannity, I said to him, we're at a catastrophic point in this country. And if we don't make a fundamental change, we will never be who we were meant to be. And I made that comment because, I mean, unless you've read my book, you don't know a whole lot about the change and the fundamental change that I made in myself, but I know and understand what it's like to have the wrong people in charge, knowing that you need to make a fundamental change or you'll never be, I mean, and this became so clear, Eric. I had texted a bunch of you guys, and I say this repeatedly because that's how I keep in contact with my friends and family from the oil field. But I'd recently made contact with the high school someone I went to high school with. I didn't talk to anybody since leaving high school. And I took a risk, and I reached out to him. And when I talked to him on the phone that day, he said to me, I'm going to have to see you in person because the person I'm talking to is not the person I went to school with. He said, we all knew. I mean, in high school, you slept through your classes. You didn't open a book. You cheated to get through grammar. And the only class that you liked was auto mechanics. And when I, you know, and I said to myself, well, you know, every time you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you become that much stronger, that much braver. I mean, I went out of survival reasons of what I was terrified of what was happening to this country and the economy when I went to the oil fields. I didn't know I was landing in a place that I belonged years and years ago, but it's what built this radio show and also built my confidence. And as I was saying in that sales college party, I said, I am fearless, and unless you tell me ISIS is in my driveway, I'm ready to take on the world, and I am so ready to see this debate between Donald J. Trump against Hillary, because she, you know, he's creeped up on her in the general election, and now we have to get the message out to unite. We can no longer be fighting from within, because if we fight from within, you're giving it to Hillary. And you know what, Eric? We have been fighting for a long time, and there's a lot of optimism right now. As Frank Day said to me last night, it's like a dream come true. We are finally winning against the establishment.
Amen. Oh. We're going to bring Frank on here. We'll talk to him for a minute from UK.
Frank, you there?
Yeah, evening, Bella. Evening, Eric.
Okay. Hey, Frank, good to hear from you. Hope the line stays good tonight.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It sounds good so far. How's it your end?
Good. It's a lot better than you were last time.
Great.
You were cutting out.
Oh,
yeah,
brilliant.
you haven't de-hotted yet, but Frank, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. It's a true labor of love. You and I connected when we started the Danish Defense League, which seems like years ago. It seems like a lot longer than it is, but I guess a lot of toilet scrubbing and bleach fumes maybe make it seem so far away. I don't know,
yeah.
But God bless America, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the UK. There's quite a lot of people over here are very optimistic now. They've lifted their spirits up. But we've got a dark day tomorrow coming, in London at least, because there's a Muslim standing up for Lord Mayor of London.
Oh, no.
And it looks like they've got the fix in already.
You're going to have another Muslim in power over there.
Yeah, $6 billion budget. And the last time there was a Muslim Lord Mayor there in London, it was just one district of London with a $1 billion budget. And he just robbed it blind. And when he finally got caught rigging elections, he got disqualified, sent on his way, and he's just slid away with his loot. So
crazy,
I should imagine, so that's what's coming next. We've got another Muzrak getting in the bloody town hall, and that's it, was city hall, and Dearborn, here we come. It's going to get ugly. The only chance we've got now, we're all banking on everybody voted to leave the EU, and then at least once we've got our own domestic borders, then we can get on with our own domestic problems.
Yeah, and I heard Germany's pushing for their borders back, too, this week.
Well, everybody's pushing, but you've still got those gormless. Well, it's the same lot as you've got stuck with. We've got one man, Nigel Farage, and he's the one, he's our Donald Trump, and the rest are bloody Hillary's. Hillary's and groupies.
Yeah, they're we call them politically correct people. They're afraid to stand for anything.
Yeah, well, they're more bloody effort of being correct rather than accurate.
Right.
And they're causing a lot of damage. We've got to get shot of them. I mean, everybody, I just really flabbergasted at their brass neck. They're just lying to our face openly now. And not even batting an eyelid. It's just, I mean, it's psychopathic. It really is dangerous.
Yeah, well, if you've followed our President Obama over the last 8 years, he's only told one truth, and that's our power bills will escalate. Everything else has been a blatant lie out of his mouth.
Well, coming over here, I think, has done us a favour when he came over, because everybody saw your president and our prime ministers, and it's a perfect match. he's shot everybody's credibility now. He's at it. We've just got to work out a way of getting rid of him without bloodshed now.
Yeah, well, that's what we hope for. That's why we're so glad Trump's taking the helm here, hopefully, and next year, and we'll get some common sense and back in this country and bleed it across the pond for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be good if Mr. Trump would act in a statesmanlike manner right now. I mean, if Obama can intervene, I'm sure Mr. Trump's got the connections and the know-how to have a whisper in somebody's ear and let them know it wouldn't be a good idea for us to stay in the UK, because the EU is conspiring against the states with your president. So Mr. Trump is going to have no option but to just bomb us. And I don't blame him. Self-defense. And I'm just going to have to, as most of us are just going to have to sit here helpless and cop it.
Yeah.
But I don't blame him if he does it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it would be nice. Yeah, it would be nice if you pulled a few strings and put the wind up a few people before the election.
I think you'll see his foreign policy get tougher and tougher, and we're getting response from all you guys overseas, so I think you will see maybe some people starting to stand up and pay attention.
I hope so, because, the feedback you're getting from our media is nothing like what we're feeling.
Well, you never get the truth from them either, do you?
If they say it's the midday news, I check the clock.
Yep. That's why we like you on, Frank, because, we get the wool pulled over our eyes with our media, and we know you guys are getting the same, so it's good to talk across the pond so we get a better idea for everybody that we're all suffering kind of the same problems, and we need free enterprise, real capitalism, borders back, be proud of your country kind of status everywhere.
Really, I reckon we could start now. I mean, if you start acting like Donald Trump is the president, you don't have to chuck yourself about. You can stand up, stand proud, pull your shoulders back, and speak your truth again.
Yeah,
that'll help. That's all it needs, actually.
Yeah, well, it's part of the plan with the radio stations and the conservative talk radios and everything else we do on the street here. We just try to get the message out of what we need to move forward.
That's the thing. That's where it works, on the street.
You've got to get on the street.
Yeah, I've got a reputation of being a grumpy old fart around here, because anytime somebody brings up the subject, I jump straight in.
Good for you.
You know, there's nothing holding either one of you back from putting the pink bra on, the pink lip gloss, the tight white T-shirt, and running around and being Bella. Now, is there?
No.
Nah, those spangly red wings just don't suit me. They clash with my eyes.
We
got 2 minutes and we're going to take our next break, but here's the thing. I mean, if you would have told me I would have been spending 5 years in my truck, 5 nights a week, on a cell phone, on an iPad, if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I would have said, like the kid said to me when I explained entitlement, I would have said, what country are you talking about? If I ever believed that I wanted to become if someone would have told me, you're going to become the voice for those who cannot be heard and for the blue collar, we don't have a voice. If you would have told me 10 years ago that you'd be jumping up and down for a businessman to get him an office, let alone trying to convince people that, and here's the thing, we have to understand how huge of a win this is for we the people, by the people, of the people. Because, this establishment never, they underestimated the people. They never thought that we would wake up and figure out the Ponzi scheme that they felt was pretty well signed, sealed, and delivered. They didn't think we were smart enough. They didn't think we were patriotic enough. They didn't think that we had the fight in us to go after them. But people like you, Frank, myself, Eric, Mike, Dwayne, I hope I'm saying your name properly, but all of these people that are, we're hardworking, tax-paying, we have full-time jobs or we're retired, but we all got up at one point. One day we woke up and we said, I've had enough. I'm fed up. I'm tired. I don't believe you politicians anymore. I can't believe your Mickey Mouse bullshit, all of that you are feeding us. We're tired of sending you all of our money. We're tired of watching you run around and play the country card, play the country club, and then hand us all of your campaign speeches, all of your bullshit that we put you in office, and then you flip the card, you drink the Kool-Aid, you join the club, and there we sit watching our country die, watching our dreams and our plans for our future, and watching us handing our next generation a worse world than what the American dream and the American spirit was built on, which is handing your generation a vision and a dream of the American dream. But I believe, and I said this in closing at my sales call today, I believe that Donald J. Trump woke up one day and looked at his grandbabies and said, I have to look out for them. I have to make America great again, because nobody else is in a position to fight. Nobody else has the connections. Nobody else knows how to get it done. And he is self-funded. And that's why we all have to celebrate this huge win. We have to keep the momentum. We have to keep the message out. You stand up and say, my dog's not in the fight, I'm not going to vote, then put Hillary, Killary, that nasty water buffalo poster up on your wall. Says, Frank, I know that you can't, you've listened to me how many times, scream, I can't take it, I will leave, I will do whatever, but we cannot, we have to stop Killary. We're going to take this quick break, we'll be right back. Take it here, Don.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com. to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
All right, we are back, Bella D'Angelo Show here. We've got Eric Olson, Tea Party Patriot, Montana Shrugged, and Company Man. We got Frank Bay from across the pond in the UK. We've just got to celebrate. I can't say it enough. We have to celebrate. We have to understand what huge win Mr. Donald J. Trump, we're finally fighting and winning against the far-reaching criminal establishment. We can't back down, though. We've got to push and fight as if we believe we can't win this. Because I want a landslide. I want a landslide so badly in November, guys. I just want to wipe the floor with Hillary. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, we need a Ronald Reagan landslide, and I think it's setting up to be that way because he is pulling the blue dog Democrats over like Reagan did. And, you know, if you follow the Tea Party, and we got a lot of good people in Congress, from what we've done, we've pulled a lot of blue dogs into our group, too, because they are different. They're conservative Democrats, not the radicals like they're running their group, you know. So we see a lot of crossover. I think you'll see more in the generals. And Trump's a heck of a business guy. He's going to settle down. And he's going to tell you, you know, this is what we need to do to save this country and save the world. And we've got to make common sense changes to our debt and our borders, our immigration, refugee problems, you know, which we talk about and cost us $500 billion a year, and our federal forms for welfare and Social Security are in 21 languages. I'm not even sure England's got that many languages over there, but it's crazy to watch the non-assimilation and the cost of these immigrants and refugees we bring in here.
Eric, we've got at least that many languages on the housing application forms.
Crazy.
We've got at least, yeah, and we've got I don't know how many people just sitting there interpreting for people and filling in their forms when a local goes in there for something, just for a little bit of repair, he just gets pushed back to the back of the queue. I waited for 4 hours to sort out a payment that I didn't know.
It's frustrating, and people do get frustrated. And what the heck you do? You're a citizen of England. You should be proud and taken care of, politically correct people bringing all these immigrants and refugees in just push you to the side and say, hey, this is our job now. You know, you don't count, which is crazy.
Yep, that's the way it is. And, well, I'm beginning to see where those jihadis are coming from. You get so pissed off, you just pull the string and pull the ripcord and take as many people with you. I mean, it really is getting stupid.
Hey, you know, Hillary was on in West Virginia and just ranted about how she's going to take away all the coal jobs from all these coal miners that were listening to her. She ranted for about 2 minutes. And they got upset, you know, like they were about ready to take her down, you know, because you don't tell people you're going to steal their jobs and tough deal, you know.
Well, perhaps she's trying to lose after all, huh? Perhaps she's trying to lose.
Well, here's the thing. She's got to pander. She's got to pander to everybody and anybody. Just like she said, joining the gang is like becoming part of a family. But here's the thing. You know, and I this country had to get to the point that we became so terrified. I mean, it's been a painful, and there's been moments where I really lost, you know, hope myself, but I never brought it to the show. You could hear me express concern, but I never came on the show and said, this can't be done. Like I said in the first segment, I never gave up on the spirit of the American, those that the patriotic, you know, red-blooded fighting patriots. But there were days that you wondered, you know, how are we going to be able to get this done? And then there was a point where I was cheering on as much corruption and as many times as people said, I can't believe Barry didn't go to Paris. I can't believe he went to the golf course. I can't believe he's not calling ISIS, you know, he's calling them ISIL and not identifying them as terrorism. Here's the thing. What every single time that the truth was exposed, it woke one more person up. And as we went through this GOP, as we've been going through this GOP nomination, as I said, I became even more and more completely aware. Like I said, I used to believe in, you know, a Romney. I used to believe in politicians, good politicians. What I did know from my very first conversation on when I called into Hannity, I wanted a businessman. When I looked at it, and that's why it was, you know, it was pretty cool to talk to that a gentleman that I'd gone to high school with, because, of course, you know, the person that they knew back then, they couldn't believe that I could spew the ideas and the thoughts that I had. But what I do know is, because I'm not a, I didn't graduate from college and I barely made it out of high school, I just used my common sense. I mean, and when I looked at it and I said, nobody knows how to run a business. None of these jackasses that are in there have actually run a business, have created jobs, have had to hold to a budget. None of them have had to hold to accountability. And it's to the point where, I mean, we can't get them out of there. We don't have term limits. So it just made sense to me out of exasperation when I said to Hannity, bring in Trump. Wilson says all the time that I'm prednisant. I don't know. I'm prednisant. I just have common sense. And I have said, if we get this country running more like a business, getting away from the entitlement society that we have built, that we have created, that we have driven into the mindset of the young, because if we're going to change the course in moving forward, we have to have someone that can make decisions from the top down. You know, one of the things that gets said to me a lot of times is, how can one person make changes against Congress and Senate? Well, we have had the most destructive, successful president in history who has single-handedly done what he has wanted. Now we have to have the reverse. Now we have to have a leader to come in and reverse as much of the madness, the insanity, and the crimes that have been committed against this country, starting out with, we have to tackle the debt. We have to get a handle on the border. We have to handle our international relations. We have to get good trade deals. We have to get jobs. This is the first, when was the last, I mean, the GDP didn't even get above, I think, was it 0.5%, Eric?
Yeah.
That's why when I watched last night's numbers come in, and when Cruz made the desperation and Kasich and all that, all it did was expose the real corruption. And voters went out and walked into the booth, and they made their decision, and their voices are getting heard. And that's why I do believe that we are in a position for a landslide, but we can't back down. And the one thing that I posted on my Facebook page, I don't want to hear anybody screaming and crying. And why, like we talked about last show, why the Cruz people are just like the Ron Pauls. But like you said, Eric, earlier today, as we were talking when I was driving in, I think right now they're in a lot of shock.
Yeah.
But we've got to, I believe that when it gets down to it, we've got a lot of time. We've got a lot of time before November. A lot of things can happen, and Trump is coming forward with the answers in a very presidential-like manner. He's developing a great group of individuals around him to find the most most qualified individuals to put in the right positions. And, you know, he's a very smart businessman, and people should not underestimate what I believe has been his plan all along, just to run it like his businesses. Being a businessman, you can't be in charge of everything, and you will only be successful with smarter people around you and advising you.
Yeah, you know, I've brought this up a lot over the years, but about 12, 15 years ago, New Zealand was in desperation. They had GDP to debt was just out of sight. People had taken all the money out of the country. The PC culture was killing them. And they brought in a leader that came in, kind of like we hope Trump will be for us. And he put the people in positions to privatize a lot of the government where the waste and corruption is. And they turned that country around, and they got control of their borders and their immigration, and they're just doing a lot, hell of a lot better now. And that's what this country needs. We need a leader that can just, as he used to do on his TV show, you're fired if you're not getting her done.
Well, It will, the renewed energy And, you know, when I listened to Donald speak a couple of weeks ago, I finally was able to look at my TV screen. And it's been so long since I have heard a leader in the White House speaking on TV. And if you can imagine the renewed optimism, hope, energy, industry, making America great again. As I had joked to a bunch of you guys, I may actually just become a stand-up comic or a true professional pole girl. What do you guys think? Because where else am I going to burn off all of this energy that I've been using every single night to prove that one person can make a difference, and it's this difference that we sought to make when we set out on our mission years ago, knowing that it was going to take the grassroots effort, it was going to take us to get them to waken up this country to get the job done, which was lending the platform for somebody like Donald J. Trump to take this country and bring it back and make it great again. Because if we relied on all of those that were wolves in sheep clothing, I mean, as I listen to Glenn Beck, as he's shoving Cheetos on his face to look like Trump, you listen to Mark Levin, who is still screeching away today, talking about Cruz and his constitutional on and on. Listen, guys, the thing is Cruz is not for the people when he is arguing against the vote of the people. And this proved who is really for and about this country and making it great, or who is just in the pockets and the mind and bought and paid for by the establishment. And I tell you what, that's why this vote is so important in November. I'm about to go into another quick break. Don, if you're with me, let's take one more break, and then we will continue on the last segment because this show has gone by really fast. Take it from here, Don.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
I want to thank Frank Day for joining us tonight and giving us his thoughts and vision and you know what's going on across the pond and how they're seeing what's going on here. I love Frank. We've been good friends and family for years since I started the Danish Defense League, trying to get people to wake up and understand Islamification and Sharia law. We're wrapping up. We've got about 10 minutes left. Here's the thing. I set out to do this because I got fed up listening to people saying that their voice didn't matter, their vote didn't count. And in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I know for a fact that people are waking up and people are scared and nervous, because on the front page of the Star Tribune, Eric, on Sunday, it showed Hillary at 48%. Donald J. Trump at 35%, and undecided at 17%. They didn't even mention Cruz. This is the Star Tribune, which is one of the most liberal rag newspapers in the world. I mean, literally. And when I was sitting, so some of the things that I'm doing besides the radio show, I'm putting the commercial together of the radio show to send out to radio stations. I'm getting back working on the documentary about my political activism, the oil field, it's the American dream, the American girl. And I was sitting outside with the videographer that's going to help me do a lot of these things. And there was a black woman that sat down with two little kids. And she said to me and Ryan, she said, "I can't help but ask you, I hear you talking about a radio show. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I got up and I handed her my card. And I said, who are you supporting? And she said, well, Hillary. And I said, why is that? And she said, well, Trump's a millionaire. And I said, well, did you ever get a job from a poor person? And she just kind of looked at me. And then I gave her the example that I give so many about Benghazi, which is a good old boy. If the good old boy is listening tonight, I had lunch with him last Friday. And all you have to do is give simple analogies, like Benghazi, about her not answering the phone call and being at the funeral and telling the parents that she'll get back to you and let you know who committed this crime, and then screaming about what does it matter? What does it matter if we lost them? And it was about a video, and then blaming the family.
Crazy.
And that's just the beginning of simple analogies. And she looked at me, and you know what, Eric? This is what I love. She said, I'm going to listen. I'm going to tune in.
Good.
And it's little things like that that built where we're at today. And I just, you know, I encourage people all the time. My call to action is to get out, walk, talk, and think differently. Talk to people.
That's right. You got to educate and activate the people. A lot of them don't know the truth.
And we got to inspire people. And what makes my day is when I get out and I put a smile on somebody's face, I get them feeling better than before they talked to me. When I connect with new people on Facebook and they tune into the radio show, at first they're maybe a little bit hesitant, telling me, nah, it's not for me, or you didn't get to the point quick enough, you need to be a little more entertaining. Well, and then they start listening and telling me what a great show this is, because I do believe that there is a spot for this unique voice up along and next to the big guys. Because
right.
I say this all the time. You know, when people say the millennials aren't listening, I say, well, what vehicle, what media are we giving to them to tune in? If you try and get them to, well, I won't listen to Beck anymore, but trying to get them to listen to Handy and everything else, that's why I bring as much entertainment and humor to get you to forget about some of the madness that then get you listening and tuning in longer. Because we got to just like that's why Donald has got so much momentum behind him. Because when you look at him, he's not politically correct. He connects with the everyday American, the blue collar. He's speaking for us. If you went out and you go out and you have a few cocktails or sit around a campfire, the way we talk is much the way that Donald talks. And he is becoming more presidential. But here's the thing. He does know and believes in his heart that making this country great again not only can happen, but will happen with the right people in place. But we have to get that many more people involved and voting. He's, what is he right now, Eric? 2 million more votes than even Romney had?
Yeah, he's ahead of all those past Republican primaries. So he's bringing in a lot of the, we call them blue dogs.
And I apologize, Eric. I told you I was tired and I was going to let you talk a lot more tonight.
You didn't.
And
do
I
very
saw
good
my
at
second
that,
win.
You did. I figured you would, but I got in some good points. You know, always like the fact man on your show. I got to get it out there.
I think we've only got about another 2 minutes, but so the guy that I connected with from high school, I talked for an hour straight. I know that does not shock you. And when I finally took a breath, I stopped and I said, I suppose you probably got something to do. And he goes, well, and I said, well, your ear is either numb or your hand is about to fall off. I said, but I'll let you go. And as George Patton Jr. always said, you better find a damn good excuse and say something really smart and brilliant when I take that second breath, or else you're in store for a whole nother hours of me nonstop. But you know what? If you're not this worked up, if you're not this frustrated, aggravated,
you gotta show it.
Fed up, what's that?
You got to be passionate and show your passion, and the people listen.
Well, if you can't see or understand just at what a catastrophic point this country is at, then you're not woken up yet, and I'm headed your way, because I will wake you up and get you paying attention and listening, and one more listener at a time, because the election in 16 of November is the most important election.
Right?
What's that?
The Bella alarm clock.
Well, hey, if we don't get it right, as I've said all along, where else are we going to turn? Because if we lose this momentum, we will never have a conservative, and the establishment will win, and it'll just be the continual, purposeful destruction and dismantling of this country. Eric, Ooh. Give a shout out to where people can find you, and then we gotta set the lights off and close
Eric
the door.
Eric Olson up here in Billings, Montana. Montana Shrugged. We have 6,400 email members. I'm also president, state president of Eagle Forum. We love Phyllis Schlafly and her battle against the evils of the country, and I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, under Eric Shrugged on Twitter, and then Montana Shrugged on Facebook, and my name, Eric Olson, on Facebook. So check it out. I'm busy on the new media.
Thanks, Eric. I'm going to take it from here. Yeah. Thank you, Frank Day. Thanks, Don, for a great show. You can find me. I'm real easy. Just look for Bella, B-E-L-L-A, D'Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O, not Damn Jello, but Bella D'Angelo, and God bless America, and go Trump. Good night. God bless America.